Thank you very much, Mr. Aliasson, for your words and your thoughts. Monsieur le Président, si vous m'autorisez une anecdote, à chaque session, vous utilisez votre marteau un nombre incalculable de fois, et si on devait calculer depuis combien de coups de marteau ont été utilisés depuis le premier jour, on arriverait à plusieurs dizaines de milliers. Sachez que le premier coup de marteau l'a été par M. Eliasson lorsqu'il a ouvert la session du Conseil le 19 juin 2006. Donc c'est très important de l'avoir eu avec nous. Je voudrais me tourner maintenant vers Madame l'ambassadrice Supattra Simaitripitak, représentante permanente de la Thaïlande aux Nations Unies. The outside world, if I may use these terms, are often considering the work of the Council through the exclusive lenses of action on specific country resolution or the adoption of specific norms and standards in the field of human rights. But the Council is much more than that. And such is unfortunately the way we are living in with our network, which is becoming predominant, and it is proceeding in a way which we cannot, unfortunately, always monitor. Mrs. Simaitripitak, Thailand has always spent a great deal of time and energy encouraging this Council and its stakeholders to focus on technical cooperation, which a rapid glance in the terms of Resolution 60/251 clearly identifies as a cornerstone of the nascent Human Rights Council. 50 sessions later, would you mind sharing your views as to whether technical cooperation is indeed used to the fullest extent possible, and how would you see this program evolved in the forthcoming years? You have the floor.